My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a few years ago, I had the opportunity of celebrating and renewing the marriage vows of Peter and Martha on their 30th wedding anniversary. They were joined by their 9 children, their sons and daughters-in-law, and their grandchildren. Their joy was complete. God has seen fit to bless their union. Shortly after the celebration, however, the family faced a severe crisis. Martha suffered from shortness of breath almost constantly, prompting medical consultation. Extensive tests led to the diagnosis of bone cancer. The doctor said she only had about a year to live. Peter and Martha drew strength and comfort from each other's love and presence, and from the love and support of their children. Though Martha was constantly in pain, she never became depressed. Peter stayed by her side, ministering to her needs. Peter gave Martha her medicine, fed her, bathed her, changed her clothes, and prayed with her. In barely a year's time, Martha succumbed to the illness. But she died peacefully, thanking her husband and children for the love and support. Love transformed this family tragedy into something that was beautiful. The family ties became even stronger, and peace reigned in everyone's heart. My dear brothers and sisters, this coming Wednesday is not only Ash Wednesday, but also we will celebrate Valentine's Day. It is a day of loving, of basking in the company of those we love, and of remembering those who have joined the Creator. On this Valentine's Day, it is fitting we focus not only on human love, but on the love who is on the Lord, who is love and the source of love, who inspires love and enables it. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is the icon of true love and compassion. Peter and children illustrate the kind of love and compassion to Martha that Jesus showed in today's gospel. St. Mark presents to us Jesus' encounter with a leper. You know, an ordinary Jew would have been horrified. For leprosy eats up both body and soul. Lepers are considered as the living dead. They dread dying but wish for death as the only way out of their misery. Mark says that when Jesus saw the leper, he was moved with pity. He stretched out his hands and healed him. That's exactly what Peter and children did to Martha in our story. Their dear wife and mother. They were moved with pity and stayed with her until her last breath. They sacrificed and gladly paid the price that love and compassion demand. They stayed by her side, ministering to her needs, and prayed with her until her death. They did what Jesus did so often in the gospel. For example, Mark says that one occasion, Jesus was besieged by people that it was impossible for him even to eat. Yet Jesus never let that interfere with his ministry of compassion to those who needed him. He gladly paid the personal price that it cost him. And this brings us to the practical question of how our story and how the story of Jesus in today's gospel applies. First, the two stories invite us to reflect upon the quality of our compassion to those around us. How compassionate are we toward others? A priest I know who was assigned in a remote parish by the bishop once told me about his personal life when he cried for compassion. Referring to a parishioner's gossip about his personal life, the priest said, "I cry very, very often because it hurts. But God have mercy. God knows everything. I didn't do what they were gossiping." My dear brothers and sisters, what the priest was crying for was compassion and love from the parishioners. He was asking the parishioners to put themselves in his shoes and understand how he felt about his private life being gossiped about. And so the first practical application of our story in the gospel is this. We should imitate their compassion in dealing with people around us. Second, our stories invite us to reflect upon our willingness to pay the price that compassion oftentimes demands. It does not always come cheap. Often, it exacts a high personal price. Another true story happened when I was assigned in a parish near a reserve. A native couple were walking on a dirt road from the reserve to the hospital. The wife was about to give birth in the middle of the long, dirty road. The husband tried to flag down motorists to speed the wife to a hospital, but no motorist responded. When they finally reached the hospital, the doctor said the loss of time was critical. The child within the womb was dead on arrival. The motorist who did not stop were unwilling to pay the price that compassion demands. And as a result, the couple paid an infinitely greater price. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the stories of Martha and Peter, the priest who was hurting because of parishioners gossiping, the couple who lost their baby, and the gospel story invites us to do two things: to examine the quality of our own compassion and love, and to examine our readiness to pay the price that compassion and love oftentimes demand. They do more. They invite us not just to examine ourselves on these points, but also to do something about them if this is to be in order. My dear brothers and sisters, I hope you will celebrate Valentine's Day with your loved ones and celebrate it truly meaningful. It must come from the love that is what St. Paul writes in his letter to the Corinthians. St. Paul says, "Love is patient and kind. Bear all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." This is the love inspired by Jesus Christ, the love lived by Martha and Peter in our story. Amen.